Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, head up to the website. Lots of stuff going on up there, including, you know, give up a cup of coffee, give me your money. You know, there's a donation button there. There's also a way that you can watch live during the show. There's a live chat room going on there as well. You can give me your email address. Send out an email once a week. Although we are having some challenges with the email, but that's nothing new. Anyhow, we all have challenges. But look at the better way to get to know the show's coming on. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, the time you spend being involved in that kind of stuff. All right, let's just get into it because I'm going to have so much fun. Shifty Schiff is at it again. You got to love this guy. You know, first of all, we're finding out that he knew what was going on. I mean, right? Remember, you hear all these lies and little cover-ups. But do you ever notice that they don't do anything wrong? Like, you never see anybody pounding on them. We pound on our own for being out there and off at times. They don't. They don't ever do it. It doesn't matter what Schiff or Pelosi said or did. Remember, it didn't matter what Obama... I mean, Obama was on hours and hours and hours of videos with the whole, you know, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you want to keep your plan, remember all of that? He was in the whole thing where your premium was going to be not really... Well, it's going to be less money than your cell phone bill. Remember that one? None of that was true. None of it. And then when they caught him in a flat-out lie... Pelosi came out and started saying, well, what he meant. Because she couldn't even get it straight. And then Barney Frank caught in a flat-out lie on the Hannity show. O'Reilly. He went ballistic. He lost his mind. They don't call out each other for their missteps. Their whatever you want to call them. I got lies, missteps, whatever they are. You know, it's just crazy. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, anyhow, then you've got this Shifty Schiff guy. Just look at this. If you want to see how shifty he is, just go look at his eyes. That'll tell you everything you need to know. And now we're finding out that he worked with the whistleblower, even though he said he hadn't worked with the whistleblower, didn't know who he was. I mean, the lying thing seems to be in their DNA. I don't know. That's why the rest of them accept it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I know you guys have already heard this, but you're going to hear it again. Because you have to remember this over and over and over again. This guy doesn't care. Remember that. He just doesn't care. Just so we're clear, he doesn't care. And as far as Schiff is concerned, everything he says is truth. Everything that the Democrats believe, truth. And everything you believe or think to be true is false. Just ask him, he'll tell you.
To manufacture dirt on his opponent and interfere in our election.
Now hold on. Let's do that the right way. Let's start it right from the beginning so you can hear it right from the beginning. This is crazy.
What we have seen in that call record is a president of the United States use the full weight of his office to manufacture dirt on his opponent and interfere in our election.
Now, those words, to manufacture, no. He didn't want to manufacture. First off, it wasn't aimed at Biden. It was aimed at corruption. Yes, it was aimed at Biden's son, to a degree. I'm not even going to say it was aimed at Biden. Look at it was aimed at the corruption. Biden's son was at the head of the corruption. Biden was right there alongside him. I mean, President Trump never says, if you don't look into this, okay, and get me some dirt on Biden, I'm going to hold up your money. Never says that. But what did Biden say? Biden specifically said, if you don't do A, you ain't getting the money, didn't he? And somehow, that wasn't a threat. Just ask him, they'll tell you. They're sick people.
Action.
Now, then he thought he had, then at one point he gets a phone call. And he thinks he has dirt on Trump. And he thinks that these people on the line, or the person on the line, is a previous Ukrainian official. And he's going to give him some dirt on Trump. Now, here's the other thing. Remember when they told Trump, they were all up in arms that Trump said if somebody gave him dirt on a potential challenger or another candidate, would he go to the FBI? And he said, well, I don't know. They went nuts. Remember that? But again, as I said before, it's only when it has to do with them. They don't care about anybody else. They're not interested. So it shows you that they're really not interested in what's good for America. They're only interested in what's good for their team. They're only interested in what gets them ahead. Nobody else. So, you know, as they run around telling you how much they care about you and we don't, that Republicans don't, remember who believed that you can make it on your own, whoever you are. Remember, we believe that, you know, Americans have the ability to make up their mind, just like when they chose this president. It's not their job to undermine what the will of the American people is. And in 2016, the will of the American people was President Trump. And I have a funny feeling, and deep down inside, what's scaring them right now is the will of the American people for 2020 will again be Donald Trump. But I'll let you decide that on your own. Hey, now you have to wait till we come back, because I talk too much. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More with Adam Schiff. Shifty Shift, right after this. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and being part of the solution, not part of the problem, but part of the actual solution. I like that. That works out well for me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, being part of. You know, the Dems are totally out. Today I heard a clip. I guess it was from the weekend, but I heard a clip today about the Democrats having a roundtable. They were actually talking about the potential of a President Pelosi. And the thing I find amazing about all of this is they have hated this guy from day one. And it's not just him. They hate the Republicans. They hate you conservatives. They especially hate you conservative Christians. And you've seen this multiply and grow over the last 10-plus years. Right? I mean, you've seen them come at you more and more and more. A group of white women attacking Mitch McConnell because they want him to remove Kavanaugh for no other reason than his white privilege. That means that we can have no more white folks on the Supreme Court. Is that what it means? Because no white folk could possibly do anything decent for any other color, could they? So every one of those white guys that died in the Civil War to fight against slavery, they weren't doing something decent. They must have been brainwashed or something, huh? See, they're again, I go right back to it. They're the ones sowing hate. Not that white guy with the red MAGA hat. He's not. Not most of the time. But in almost every instance, when you talk about these groups that come out of the hardcore left wing, they are white male haters. Period. And you see it. You see it happen on a regular basis. And those educators in higher... This is why I have a problem with higher education when you get into the college arena. Are you teaching my kid truly about science? Or as we saw earlier, are you teaching my kid that science really isn't good because it was brought about by a bunch of white people and therefore science is racist? Math is racist. Those teachers need to go. Those professors need to be fired. Teach science. Teach math. Teach English. Teach reading. That's what you do. That's real. That's right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to Shifty Schiff. When he thought he had dirt on Trump, he was excited. Right? I mean, seriously. And then when you come to find out that, well, I don't think he did find out. Actually, come to think of it, he never found out until much later on that this wasn't real, that this wasn't true. Take a listen. Because he was all excited with it.
So you have recordings of both Sovchek and Buseva, where they're discussing the compromising material on Mr. Trump?
Absolutely.
Well, obviously, we would welcome a chance to get copies of those recordings.
It is illegal, improper, a violation of oath, a violation of his duty to defend our elections and our Constitution for the president to merely ask for foreign interference.
This guy for real. This guy is for real. He's actually saying this out loud. But you know what they're going to say, right? Oh, it's because he's the president. See, it's bad for the president. It's okay for Congress people, but bad for the president. Isn't that great? I love it. I think it's wonderful. You know, the Democrat double standard comes out like a bad virus on a regular basis. It's wonderful. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of the things I get the biggest kick out of is, you know, I was talking about the Bill Barr thing earlier. And the reason I was, a couple of reasons I was, but he's going across the globe trying to find out how the dossier started. Who gave the information? Who compiled the info on that dossier? How did it come about? Now, those sound like reasonable things to be looking for and looking at, don't you? I think they are. But I guess the rest of the Democrat Party doesn't. I wonder why. What are they afraid of? It's funny how they always say that about the president, and they don't even see it. They don't even see that they're doing it. What's the president got to hide? Why doesn't he release all the paperwork? Well, what have you got to hide? Why don't you release all of your information? Oh, that's different. That's much different. We're not the president. So you get to hide stuff. And this is why they had the smear Barr from day one, right? You saw it. From day one, they came unglued on Bill Barr, on how bad he was. I mean, one of the most respected guys in D.C. All of a sudden, he was the worst guy that you could ever possibly want as an AG. I'm telling you, it's that double and triple standard they have. And it went the same way with some of the other others that have been nominated and confirmed. If you think about it, Kavanaugh was just confirmed a few years before that. So when it serves their purpose, they're fine. Right? Come on, think about it. When it serves their purpose, anything goes. Let's see how mad they get when there's a whole bunch of, God forbid, they should ever get in power again. They're out of control. They're out of control now. They're going to continue to be out of control. They want to impeach somebody because of his white privilege. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. Scared the bejesus out of me when I read it. If you let them get away with it, this is your fault. All right. Hillary Clinton, well, the DNC, I guess they're one and the same. The DNC colluded with Ukraine. They did it because they wanted to boost Hillary, and they wanted to take down Trump. That's not a Joe Messina or a conservative conspiracy. This is real. They have audio. They have email evidence. Now, the DNC can't seem to hide anything. I mean, I love these people. The Blaze, though, has released an audio recording that they recently obtained. It appears to show Artem Sink, I can't even pronounce his name. He's the director of the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, admitting that he tried to boost the presidential campaign of Hillary Clinton. So there was collusion. It was in favor of Clinton. It was overseas. It was during the presidency. She still couldn't win. The connection between the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, and the Ukrainian government was up front and center. We're going to talk about that more on the other side of the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul defending President Trump's decision to withdraw our troops from Syria. But not all Republicans feel this way. The very latest now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
This to me is just unnerving to its core.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, greenlighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Keep dancing. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us, being with me, being part of the solution, seriously. And thank you for just joining us, just hanging out. But give me your email address. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But give me your email address. I send out one email a week. Shouldn't be a big deal. Shouldn't make you crazy. Shouldn't make anyone crazy. I mean, you're listening to the show. You want to be involved. We were talking about the connection between the DNC, Ukraine, and the rest of them. Now, there is a connection. You know, the DNC, they can't hide anything. Well, they try like heck. They always end up blowing it. But the, and who were they working for again? I'm trying to remember this. Remember, I said it was connection between the Ukrainians, but it wasn't with Trump. No, it was flat out with Hillary Clinton. It was flat out to work against Donald Trump. But you'll not hear any of that in mainstream media, not any. See if I can get the... Yeah, if you think about it, they were looking to take down anybody around Trump. They want to connect anybody they could to him. And now this comes, again, from Blaze TV. Let's see if it's on there. Get my hands on it. Oh, come on. I hate when this happens. You know what? I hate computers. That's really what it is. Just hate computers. Anyway, I'll get it later on for you if I can. But ultimately, what ends up coming out of the conversation is that DNC is looking for dirt on Trump or anybody around Trump. And they're working with the Ukrainian government, right? And an embassy, one of the embassy officers, political officer, came forward. He said that the Ukrainians were coordinating an investigation with the Hillary. Now, you don't hear this. All you're hearing about whistleblowers that are two and three times removed from what actually took place, and they're going to believe them 100%. And then you got this person that comes forward, who is an actual embassy political officer. He worked at the embassy. Right, he knew what was going on. He was in first-hand conversations. He said Ukrainians were coordinating an investigation with the Hillary team against Paul Manafort. So he was part of the team that was actually working on it. Are you hearing anything? No. And you won't. You and I both know it's not going to happen. Now, there was an email that came in through WikiLeaks from Chalupa to Luis Miranda at the DNC. Said, hey, a lot's coming down the pipe. He said, I spoke to the delegation of 68 investigative journalists from Ukraine last night at the Library of Congress. It's the Open World Society Forum. They put me on the program to speak specifically about Paul Manafort. He said, I invited Michael Isikoff, who I've been working with for the past few weeks, and connected him to the Ukrainians. I've been working with Michael Isikoff, who I've been working with for the past few weeks, and I connected him to the Ukrainians. I'll give you more offline tomorrow. There was a very big Trump component you and Lorene need to be aware of. It'll hit over the next few weeks. I'm still working on it. So they were working on these. They were specifically working against Paul Manafort. Talk about digging up dirt. A candidate digging up dirt. Right? Now remember, this one ambassador who was giving him information, he was eventually tried and convicted in Ukraine for interfering in the U.S. presidential election back in 2016. He even produced a black ledger on Manafort. So there must have been something there. Right? I mean, they were putting something there. Why didn't they produce a black ledger on somebody else? Because they were working against Manafort. Right? So here he is. He's admitting to tampering with our elections. He's admitted to working with Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. Why don't we hear about it? Why isn't it all over mainstream media? I'm just asking. Glenn Beck did a two-hour special presentation, a couple nights ago. And he broke it all down. He broke down Ukraine's interference in the U.S. election step by step by step. I want to say he's actually convicted in the highest court in the land of Ukraine. So the Ukrainians knew what he had done. He said it's all front page news in the Ukraine. While we're saying, was there anyone tampering with the election? Yes, there was. He's been convicted in the Ukraine. Go find him. Go look up the paperwork. Talk to him about who he was involved with the U.S. They don't want to do that because they're afraid of what it'll do. I got a conversation with a friend of ours yesterday, Barack Lori. He's guest hosted the show before. And I said to him that I wanted the Senate to open a hearing. I want them to take whatever Congress gives them, open a hearing, and subpoena everybody in to discuss everything. He didn't agree with me. He thought it would take too long. He felt like, we need to get this thing done and behind us. I'm not sure I agree with that. I want them shivering in their boots. I want them to feel the heat that they've been trying to put on us for years, for decades at this point. They're just done. In more ways than one. I don't mean just done as a party. I think they're falling apart as a party. They can't even decide what to do. Nancy Pelosi's being led around like a chihuahua on a leash by AOC and her team. Now, this audio was exclusively obtained by The Blaze, which said one of the Ukrainians appeared to admit that he had worked to boost Clinton by harming Trump's campaign by releasing that black ledger. He went on to say that essentially admit that Trump was better for America. And she said that Clinton belonged to the establishment for a long time, while Trump's focus was solely promoting America. This is a Ukrainian national who's being paid to dig up stuff on Trump, and he's still saying Trump is a better candidate than the person paying him. If you listen to the Ukrainian tape on the conversation, have enough time to do this? Yeah. One fellow says, did those Russians help Trump? You know, your people? The ambassador says, I think they did. Yeah, I helped him too. Not him, but Hillary. I helped her, actually. The reporter says, yeah, right. Then her position teetered or tottered, right? The ambassador goes on to say, well, this is how they write about it. Another fellow says, Hillary's humanitarian aid, whatever. He kind of fades away like, humanitarian aid, my butt. I mean, this conversation, as it goes on, they're pulling the facts together more and more. This one, you'll never hear this at Congress. Right? Because there's too many things that point to Hillary and team on this. These guys, again, this shows you how bad it is. They're going to say, well, there you see why Hillary lost the election. I was in charge of the investigation of their, quote-unquote, black accounting records. Well, what does that mean? I'd like somebody to look into that. Right? They held that back, and they made other records available to Manafort's data. Right? So any data that Manafort had that might have looked a little shady, they released that and held all the Clinton stuff. Wasn't that great of them? If this was the other way around, it was released on Trump, it'd be all over the place. I mean, it's a long transcript. I'll post it up on the website later on. But every one of these lines works around how they worked with Hillary. The job was to work with Hillary to make sure that Hillary was elected and that they herded Trump's election. And the biggest reason behind that, if you hear them over and over again, is because Trump cared about America. He was dangerous because he cared more about America than he did about his wallet. Interesting. Joe Bassini, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
No, you don't. No, I shouldn't say that. Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, I always make fun when that song's on. You don't want to be elected. A lot of work. A lot more work than people think it is, even at a local level. But, man, if God's tugging on your heartstrings, do it. If it's in your heart to do it, education, whatever, do it. Do not do it to promote yourself. Because there ain't no promoting going on there. People come after you, and especially if you take a stand. If you take a stand on anything, people come after you. Even your own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jump right back in here. You know, we're talking about a DNC colluded with Ukraine to boost Hillary, and you've got people from the Ukraine admitting to it. Right? Not even, no question about it. They're admitting flat out to helping her, to working against Trump to help her. And mostly, they were concerned that Trump was an American. He cared more about America than he did about his wallet. It's from a foreign source. What do you think about that? right? And they even did a mock election just to see how it would work out, to see what their propaganda, how their propaganda was working out that were actually putting out against Trump. Checking numbers, that kind of stuff. And when he turned on the DOJ, that made a major difference. And I'm glad he did. Again, as I've said a million times, it's not everybody in rank and file. It's not even a majority of people in rank and file. It's all the people at the top. They know what they want. They want to keep their jobs. So they're willing to suck up, give in, and do what they need to do, which is wrong. Hey, we got a win for our veterans. Wasn't that nice, finally? I mean, a real win. I know President Trump signed an order to allow them to go to any hospital they want to go to, but you know, there was a lot of stuff that was still hanging out there that still hadn't been fixed yet. Because, you know, even when a law is passed or a bill is passed or anything along those lines, it still has to be tweaked out. But the Department of Veterans Affairs pushed hard, and now a court has ruled that the VA must pay for veterans' emergency room care, and this could cost the VA billions. Maybe they need to pay attention earlier. Look, when it comes to our veterans, I have no time, no room for tomfoolery. I have no time. I have no room for being cheap. I don't want to waste money. Don't get me wrong, but they shouldn't have to wait forever to get taken care of. The Department of Veterans Affairs must reimburse veterans for emergency medical care at non-VA facilities. About time. Some of the facilities, even in major cities like mine, they're 2 hours away, an hour away, an hour and a half away. The Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims said that the VA has been wrongfully denying reimbursement to veterans who sought emergency medical care at non-VA facilities. And they made the VA reverse or get rid of an internal regulation that blocked those payments. The judge said all of this is unacceptable. Ordered the VA secretary to rejudicare. I'm sorry. Love this. Rejudicate these reimbursement claims and give them the proper care that they deserve. And the plaintiff's lawyer said that based on past estimates by the VA, the department is now on the hook for between $1.8 billion and $6.5 billion. But you know what? How does that? That's a heck of a spread. Right? That's kind of where I say they make it up as they go at times, you know? Former Coast Guard Guardsman Amanda Wolf, one of the plaintiffs in the case, she told a news source on Tuesday that, you know, I'm just overjoyed. I think it means a change. It means that veterans don't have to be afraid of receiving care, especially emergency care. Can you imagine if you need emergency care, you haven't got two nickels to rub together, but you serve for us in the country. You served our country. And you don't know whether you can go to emergency care to get help. Don't you think we ought to give them a sense of security there? I mean, look. Somebody's going to throw something at me. I just know it. If you join a service and you were a pencil sharpener for 4 years, you know, you just a pencil pusher. You know, unless you're on the front lines, I'm not saying you shouldn't get help. But I don't have the same. I don't have the same appreciation. I'll put it that way. Thank you for serving. Thank you for going in. Thank you for potentially being willing to go fight for us. But the guy that took the bullet, the guy that lost a leg, the girl that lost two legs and an arm, I want them up front and center. I don't want them to have to wait for anything. The VA told a news source that the department is aware of the decision, and they're reviewing it and deciding what they're going to do. Hopefully they'll do nothing. Hopefully Trump will go into the VA office and go, okay, enough. You want my help? You want more money? Stop screwing around and take care of this. In 2015, the court struck down a previous version of the internal VA regulation that refused any coverage for an emergency claim when another form of insurance coverage, even a small part of the bill. So even if you had one of those insurance things that covered you for up to $50 or something like that for every visit, they wouldn't cover the other $300, $400, $500? That's just nuts. Now, Monday's ruling found the department had violated the same federal law. See, They don't realize how much money this costs. The time, the money, the effort. You've got to pay for experts. You've got to pay for people to give testimony. You tie up the courts. You tie up attorneys. People are getting paid for this. And here's the funny thing about this. Well, it's not funny. It's all taxpayer money. Right? What funds the courts? Taxpayer money. Fines. Fees. In this case, if it's the VA, who's paying for the VA? We are. It's taxpayer money. It's just crazy. Why this is such a big deal? And we can't just take care of our vets. It just floors me. I don't get any of this. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's I had a bunch of stories I wanted to do. Oh, yeah, my local, Sacramento. Not local to where I live, but just, there's got to be something in the air up there that those people are sucking in when they get up there. Because I know people go up there, they're perfectly sane when they get there. After they've been there a couple of months, they're not the same person. Now, Sacramento has nailed taxes, fees, levies, whatever you want to call them, in the 20 years, in the 30 years I've been here, a dozen times to fix the roads. The roads are still bumpy. There's still holes in the roads. There's still all kinds of trouble in the roads. We have cracked bridges. We have cracked dams. And the money they keep charging us, they keep taxing us, they divert it. So this time around, we said the same thing. You shouldn't get any more money. You keep diverting this money around. You don't fix the things you're supposed to fix with them. And then we're stuck paying for another tax, another bond, if you would. So, again, they promise taxpayers something in exchange for an increase in taxes. Then Gavin Newsom comes in and decides he's going to raid that money, for projects that have absolutely nothing to do with the roads. And then taxpayers get stuck with the bill again. They don't get the advantage. They're paying more, but they don't get the advantages of the fix that was supposed to be done to the roads. Right? Gavin Newsom is continuing to practice. This is like in his DNA. Nothing applies to him. If you guys are paying attention to California politics at all, you should. Because that's what the rest of the country is going to be like if he gets in. The governor diverted billions from road maintenance projects to, ready for this one? Bike lanes and pedestrian projects. California has the highest gas taxes in the nation. And we just got, hit with a couple more of them. You know, we watched the prices go up on gas. Some of you don't even know. We're paying almost $5 a gallon out here. Right? They're feeling it at the pumps. Just last July, the gas tax increased another 5.5 cents. The drivers interstate pay around 80 cents more per gallon. Your drivers said the worst traffic congestion in the nation. They drive on roads that are in dire need of maintenance. They need to be fixed. And with every tax increase comes the empty promise that the money will be directed to fixing our neglected roads, our streets, our highways. But you know what? Our streets and highways are still falling apart. They don't do it. But we're the fools. Well, not me. I didn't vote for the guy. We don't vote for the guy if he's the only guy running. You guys keep voting for him. You guys keep voting for them. You Democrats, you keep voting for these Democrats that throw this. They sell you on, well, wow, look, we've got the fifth largest economy in the world. Well, that's great, except I think we have like the second largest deficit. I mean, seriously, when you look at what we have to pay out compared to what we're taking in, not even close. But hey, that's Democrat public budgeting, and it works for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to talk about health care. Do you have a choice of your health care? Can you control how your body gets taken care of? In a time of open enrollment, you need to know that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.